The newest cathedral in the United States opened its doors today in Los Angeles.
My dwelling place shall be with them, says the Lord.
Our Lady of the Angels is the first new American cathedral in 30 years. Cardinal Roger Mahoney presided over the dedication today.
Today, the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels joins the storied ranks of the early missions, the first permanent structures built across the California landscape. It sinks its foundations in the very heart of the city of Los Angeles, astride today's El Camino Real, today's less colorfully named Hollywood Freeway, where it will stand and soar for many centuries as a sign of God's enduring presence in our lives and community.
The cathedral has already seen its share of controversy. Critics have griped about the cost, $195 million, and the timing. A new cathedral is a tasteless extravagance, they argue, when the church is still struggling with a national sex abuse scandal. But Cardinal Mahoney sees the cathedral as a fresh start for the nation's largest archdiocese. He has personally supervised much of the construction, including thousands of translucent panes of alabaster that stand in for stained glass. Nick Roberts, project manager at Leo A. Daly, executive architect for the cathedral, says working with alabaster was a challenge, but with rich rewards.
It has the quality of enabling the walls to glow with light. It makes the very walls themselves glow. It appears less like a building pierced with openings through which light comes, as actually a building that glows in its entirety. I think that was the objective there.
So the whole thing is sort of like a chambered nautilus when you're on the inside?
Well, it really is like a vessel bathed with light. As you enter from the great doors, the light level is relatively subdued, and then it increases as you walk up the ambulatory. And when you turn the corner into the nave, then you see this great blaze of light over the altar from the great cross window.
I understand there are something like 11,800 panes made out of alabaster. How were those quarried and manufactured?
Well, alabaster is a naturally occurring gypsum material which is quarried in northern Spain, then sliced into very thin panes. In the cathedral, they're about 2 centimeters or 5/8 of an inch thick, and they vary in size from 8 inches all the way up to 30 inches across. Because of the 500-year life of the cathedral, we had to test the material very carefully to make sure that it would have the strength and durability for that lifespan.
500-year life?
Yes, indeed. Cardinal Mahoney asked us at the beginning. He said, I want a building which is going to last for 500 years. So in Los Angeles, you can imagine that's quite a challenge in earthquake country.
Nothing in Los Angeles is 500 years old. In fact, it's perhaps the most neophyte of all American urban landscapes. How did you design for 500 years hence and what might be around that cathedral?
Well, you're absolutely right. Los Angeles is a city generally of quite ephemeral architecture, although there is a growing interest in the historic buildings of the city. We teamed up with structural engineer Nabi Youssef and mechanical engineers Ovarup and Partners to design a system of base isolation to protect the building from earthquake movement. So it's designed to withstand the strongest possible earthquake. A lot of the city could be in ruins and the cathedral would still stand. The site is 5.5 acres. On one side is County Hall, and then the Music Center is on the other side, and the freeway is on the third side. So it is quite a prominent site, especially because of its location next to the freeway. I think it's a very visible landmark and really a symbol of the presence of the church in the city.
Cardinal Mahoney celebrated the very first dedication mass at the cathedral today. You were there. What was it like to see people inside the cathedral?
It is most exciting and moving to see the cathedral being used as a place of worship, to hear music sounding, to see processions with candles and flowers, and to see the priest celebrating the Eucharist. It's truly wonderful to see the building used for the purpose for which it's intended. And I think you could sense the excitement and the jubilation in the air in the cathedral today.
And as all those voices are lifted in prayer and song, what are the acoustics like?
It actually sounded terrific. I was very, very pleased because that's one of the things that we've spent a lot of time on, balancing the needs of choral music, the organ, and to make sure that the spoken word is absolutely clear and that it sounds good for the congregation when they're singing along. And I think it worked very well. I was really pleased. I think people had a wonderful feeling there.
Nick Roberts is the project manager at Leo A. Daly, the executive architect for the L.A. Cathedral. Mr. Roberts, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Jackie. It's a pleasure.